Welcome to another helping. Oh, I got up it. Fuck it, I don't care. Yeah, it sucks. Of our good old fashioned Let's Podcast, Clash of the Nerds, as always. Today we're playing Forza Horizon 3, which is just a lovely game. A lovely, lovely game. In fact, I think I'm going to drive around. 94 GTR.
There you go.
A little bit more fuller docket to talk about this week. We'll start with something that's already been done, which is the emulator for the Xbox One, the N64 emulator, which is just gone.
Oh, it's gone already?
Yeah, it got taken down the day I published the article.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, there we go. Periscope is working.
Yeah, I just want to turn that down. Yeah, Periscope's working. I just want to see if I could see it from the iPad here.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, but it's already gone.
Yeah, because I actually looked for it the other day. I was like, what was that called? Ah, it's probably gone already.
Yeah, it was gone. Like, James had posted, he went looking for it after I posted the article.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and he commented. He's like, yeah, it's already gone.
R. James. Okay.
R. James. In fact, I think I saw him yesterday at one of the food trucks at work.
Well, I mean, he works by you. So.
I know. I was across the street. I couldn't tell if it was him or not
because
I didn't get a great view.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't want to. I was being lazy. I didn't want to run across the street and see if it was him because it would just be kind of weird if it wasn't him. Just run up to some other bearded guy. Oh,
you're not. James.
You're not who I thought you were.
You should get the calzone.
Yeah. I think it was a taco truck. So.
You should get the burrito.
Yes. In 200 yards, you will arrive at your destination. I love how this says GPS. It's kind of awesome. But yeah, Forza 3, if you guys read my review.
I'm surprised I got hit you. And
yeah,
you win.
I gave it a 9.5.
Oh, really?
Website. Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. It's good. It's a good game.
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome. Like, I'm actually tempted to get it myself, but because, you know, I don't normally play driving games, but I definitely am tempted by this. But I also have too many games, much like you.
This game's beautiful, and it almost makes me want to buy an Xbox S.
Almost.
Just to have the 4K upscaling and HDR. But I'm definitely getting a Project Scorpio next year. Because they've been, I was talking about that on the website.
Mm-hmm.
They were hinting that the price is probably going to be cheaper than we all expect. So I'm thinking, we talked about it last week on the podcast, I'm thinking around $500, maybe $600 at the most.
Mm.
But I was prepared to pay $7 or $8 for that.
Oh.
So paying, feels like I'm getting it for free, but I'm only paying $500.
There you go.
So, when you get a good deal on something.
Yeah.
And we were talking, oh no!
You almost messed up there, sir.
Yeah, I did mess up because I hit the wall. So what do you think, Nelson? Is a $500 Xbox Project Scorpio good enough for you to upgrade?
I mean, it's in the price range that I would prefer.
Yeah.
You got to
figure the
high end of the price range.
They'll probably run deals that you can trade in your Xbox One and get $200 off or something like that, which...
Yeah.
I'm rewinding that. Fuck that. I took that way too hard. Where you probably get $150 to $200 off, which is a good deal.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? I gotta switch the radio off on my car. Don't wanna. Actually, I can probably listen to. Fuck, that fucked me up. Because we don't wanna get DMC takedowns.
Oh, yeah.
For music in the game.
Well, I mean, I would just take the game audio down low.
Yeah,
since
I already
got the other.
I already turned it off. It's not like I can barely hear the audio, anyways.
Yeah, sure enough.
So, God, I cannot get. I gotta get a better BMW, because the circuit that I started doing is BMW versus, Mercedes, and I've got an M6, which is not a slow car, mind you.
Yeah.
But I'm going against some top end AMGs and stuff like that, so I have to draw. Sure. I have to race really clean, and that's not good.
That is not very clean.
No, I was too wide. That's not what I'm up to. I won my last one. Oh, I got another skill point. Touch that flag, good. I was gotta get that checkpoint, touch that flag. That's the one thing I dislike, but granted, it keeps you from I guess going way off course.
Yeah.
Are the checkpoint flags. You got to get in between them. I feel they need to be a little wider. Just because sometimes they'll be pretty narrow. Like you saw me on that beach race with the SUVs.
Yeah.
Where I missed like two checkpoints because they were so thin. I got one more lap to go. I'm in third place. Look, freaking Victor up in first place.
Oh.
And I do love like the changing of like night to day and stuff like that, day to night. And sometimes yeah. you'll drive through storms.
Oh no! Oh yeah, I saw you driving through the storm the other day. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like how you can take out that lamppost, but certain trees.
Yeah, like, and they'll be like thin trees that you should, like, in real life you could plow through. And they just
you could kick it down by yourself.
Oh.
But yeah, I think what
makes me, damn it, I missed that checkpoint. I gotta rewind.
What makes me want to play this game, or like get this game the most is the fact of, all those custom skins you can get.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could do that in all the other Forza games. Like, you remember my Zelda car.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But you also told me that this is, like, co-op.
Yeah, we can do, like, a co-op festival.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so we can build the festival together, which is really awesome. And plus, if, like, you drive for me and I drive for you, like, our mm-hmm. drivatars,
yeah.
we earn each other points and stuff like that. I think I'm going to get second in this one. I just can't catch Victor. I had a chance, and I fucked it up. Yep, there's the finish. That is 300 yards away. I'm not catching him, so I'm getting second place. Ah, well. Can't get first all the time. Fuck you, Victor. Stupid drivatar.
And for those who are not on watching us right now, which is pretty much everyone listening to the podcast, we're also trying out Periscope for the first time, where I'm tweeting it out right now. Hopefully somebody sees it. Because yeah. right now, we're the only person in the room.
Oh, that's okay.
But, you know, it's not like I tweeted it out. I haven't even got a chance to test it yet, so this is our test.
Yeah, that's our test.
So it's working, so now we can tell people about it.
Exactly. So, yeah, more things for No Man's Sky. The British, it's called the AAS, I believe. This is British Advertising Agency.
Yeah.
They're investigating them for false advertisement.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because their trailer showed a lot of stuff. So
a lot of cool stuff that you seemingly.
But basically, kind of like the work they did this with was the GTA something the GTA trailer. So all they did was make them remove the. Take down the ad.
Oh yeah, I mean. I guess
so. I mean, that's probably all that's going to happen. I mean, yeah. It might help some people if they want to try to sue.
Yeah.
Hello Games, but I don't think if you sue them, you're going to get much.
Yeah.
I mean, they did like a bunch of things like Steam and stuff like that.
Mm.
Offered like yeah, I'm going to redo that. Speed trap. But they did offer a refund for people, so I mean, I think that's the best you're gonna get.
Oh yeah,
is a refund. This game has shown me I cannot go drive in Japan when I go, because I'm constantly wanting to drive on the right side of the road.
Yeah, don't they drive on the left? Yeah.
Yeah, they drive on the left in Australia. So. Alright, let's try the speed trap one more time.
Let's see.
He's got a good burnout there. He's got to follow the road. Oh, got to get in the left lane too. See? Constantly in the right.
All right. Tweet sent. Put the hashtag for Forza Horizon 3. Hopefully, they'll get somebody.
Get that up to 2 stars. 18 more miles, man. All right. So I got to do 18 more miles faster. I'll do that one more time before I go searching for the barn. Jesus, that was a hell of a burnout. But yeah, so I'm not good at driving on the left side of the road because I want to be on the right. Oh God!
Oh.
That guy was coming at me. You guys saw it. There are all my witnesses. That guy tried to murder me.
Yes, he did. I wonder if I can do 2 streams at a time. Probably not.
Get up to... Ah!
I'm not gonna try that.
Damn, I'm still one star. 8 more miles I gotta go. Alright, I said that was the last time. This is the last time.
Goodness.
I've gotten pretty good at doing that.
There you go. Alright,
ready? I'm gonna burn out and do a rolling start. I probably should switch cars to like the GTR. Something like that. Something a little faster, but... Got it! 132. That should give me 2 stars. Give me more fans.
Oh!
Boom, 2 stars. I'll need a faster car if I want to do any more of that. So I've got 1,700 more fans. Yeah, so the point of this game is you get fans, and you can expand your festival, and it's just a big collect-a-thon with driving at the background. Let's find that barn. Ooh, I'm going to have to switch cars for that. Because I'm going to have to switch. Let's see. What am I close to? Right, I'm close to this festival, so let's go get my SUV here real quick.
Alright, next on the docket, Destiny 2, a reboot.
Yeah, they were talking like, so Destiny 2 is being written and directed by the guy who did The Taken King, which was really the first story element of the first Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that, there's rumors of a soft reboot, hard reboot, in the game, which, you know, story-wise, there's not much Destiny story, so I think if they change up the story at all,
yeah,
I don't think too many people would care. I talked to a couple of my friends who love Destiny, like Keish Melvin and all them.
Yeah, what they have to think about.
They're fine with it. They're just excited for Destiny 2, especially because that's only going to be made for the next-gen console, mm-hmm. so it's not going to be limited like the first one. Oh, that's my biggest complaint about the first Destiny is... The levels are so small. Like, it takes only a couple minutes, especially if you're, like, playing with somebody.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that long to beat a level. So that's been my biggest problem with Destiny. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't play it. It's because, like, well, one, it was one of the few first-person shooters on the next-gen console that messed with me with my motion sickness or whatever. And two, it didn't, like, all I kept hearing was, like, there's, like, no story, so...
Yeah, there's no story, there's nothing to really keep you involved, like, that's a game you play to play.
Yeah.
And I guess you could say the same thing about, Overwatch, but Overwatch is a better player versus player.
Mm. Oops. Yeah, I was wondering if there was an actual player versus player on, Destiny.
There is, it's not that, I wasn't a big fan of it, they finally added private matches to it, which take forever.
Mm.
But yeah, so, a story reboot... from what I've heard from friends who play it, they don't particularly care about the story review. It's not a big deal to them.
Yeah.
Their problems. Which Lamborghini should I use? Should I use the Urus? Or should I use the LMO2? Let's go with the faster one.
Yeah, I was like, the Urus looks a little bit better.
But the rumor is that you're not going to be able to carry over your saves. That has them concerned. So everything you've earned in Destiny so far...
Oh, to Destiny.
Yeah, because Destiny was supposed to be kind of like World of Warcraft, but shooters.
Oh.
So everything you did in it, you would keep.
Yeah, because I was like that...
Like,
I
as mean, long as you played on like the same system and everything like that...
Okay.
You would keep. So.
Okay, so it was something that they were told, people were told that it was going to happen.
I don't think Bungie came out and said 100% this is what's happening.
Okay.
But that's pretty much kind of like what they let everybody think.
Okay.
Yeah, they. I mean, their main message was this is a 10-year project. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a bunch of DLC for the first game and the second game. You're going to stay the same character. It's supposed to be like this giant epic story that takes place throughout many, many years kind of thing like that.
Yeah.
So, I think the resetting of all your stats, that would irritate people. Like, granted, yeah. Like, it's something, I guess, an argument made, you're used to it.
Yeah.
Playing
well,
the game.
Well, that's what I was thinking when
let's
you...
Let's see, hopping into Fort... Well, I don't know, maybe if the... Oh, shoot, that was a little...
That was a drift turn there.
Yeah. Like, when I... When I went from Forza 4 to 5, I didn't carry over my levels and everything like that. I got some... What was cool about Forza is they give you some nice cars for being a loyal player.
Some bonuses for playing the series.
But yeah, and like Halo, well, I guess you can't say a Halo because you don't really have stats. I'm trying to think of something that are like stats-based. Yep, see, there's one of those unbreakable trees that I should have been able to plow through.
Gears of War, maybe? Wait, what were you... That you should like, carry over? Or
well, just don't? Games that you earn stats. And like when you play the next one where it's like a sequel... Where you start from scratch again.
Well, there's Gears.
Well, yeah, but you're not leveling up. Like, you don't become better as the game
you
gets
you get
on.
Your rank. That's... that.
Okay. Yeah.
What else is there? There's,
Also where you're the same character. Because I was about to say, because you could say Borderlands, but you're different characters in each Borderlands game.
I was going to say, like, a Prince of Persia, but you don't really... They don't make those anymore. Yeah. It wasn't... Assassin's Creed?
No, because you're a different assassin every time.
Oh.
I know I had one in mind when I wrote this out, but I can't remember. But yeah, you would think that you'd be able to keep your stats. And I think they were heavily implying that. And again, this isn't to say that you won't keep your stats. I mean, you still might keep your stats.
Yeah.
When all is said and done, it's just one of those things. We don't know for a second. Mm. A lot of people are talking like you won't be able to. Like, you'll start from scratch again, which... Keish doesn't horrifically mind that, because he plays that game a ton anyways. But you know, I can something recently, like when my save files for whatever wouldn't carry over from BioShock to the new BioShock when we played that. That was kind of irritating that my save files didn't carry over.
Yeah.
But you know, I didn't mind starting that game anew again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there was ever a promise from 2K because I could never find. Where they said your save files would carry over from the cloud. But the game, when you boot it up, makes sure...
Oh, you were hitting him.
Yeah.
And he probably blew out his, like, transmission and shit.
Probably.
I can't think of a game specifically where you should do that. I know of a game that I wish you could pull over some of your save files, and it's WWE games. Like, I wish I could bring over my creator wrestling files.
Actually, you know what a good example is? Kingdom Hearts.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Destiny is basically an RPG first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kingdom Hearts is the same thing. You don't keep all the stats and all the things you've earned into the next game when, you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we can equate Kingdom Hearts to Destiny as far as that.
I wouldn't even thought of that.
We were just talking about Kingdom Hearts earlier, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I consider that an RPG, and I never expect you to be able to pull over RPG files from sequels.
My thing is, I feel you should, anything where you earn stats, earn abilities, and there's a sequel, you immediately should have all those abilities, because why are you going to start from scratch, you know?
Yeah, storyline-wise, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And that's what I'm kind of saying here for Destiny, because starting over, like, you were used to that in sequels, you know?
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be that way for something like a Destiny, like a Kingdom Hearts. Because the whole point of that, you're building a team. And I can't remember if Mass Effect did it, because I didn't play enough of the Mass Effect games.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't really ever play them in order. I played 2 before I played 1. And I played them on different systems. So I don't know. I think Mass Effect, you kept some of your stats. I think. I don't really remember.
Okay.
All right, so we got to find this barn for the people so we can show them. Actually, this would be...
Not for the people on Periscope because they can't see it.
Yep. But the people
sorry,
watch...
Sorry, guys.
So, Periscope people, if you want to find where this barn is...
Watch the video podcast.
Yeah, if we find it, because the last two have been kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I remember the one from last night that you were trying to find that.
I was not giving up on finding that barn.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't go to the next barn.
Hmm.
In fact, they've been popping up a lot more frequently.
You're just going to leave that billboard there?
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Yeah, it was right there to the left.
That's a 5,000 XP. Oh, and I get a spin. Let's spin that wheel. See what I earn.
Bum, bum, ba, bum. Bum, bum, ba, bum, bum.
Damn it! I've been getting like 5,000 credits lately. Like, I was like hitting like 100,000, 50,000, and now the game's like, oh, we were giving you way too many credits.
Well,
the last couple have been like 5,000 and 2,000.
We're just going to screw you over now. We're going to nerf you.
Yeah.
The unbreakable trees requested.
That's an unbreakable one. Yeah, mm-hmm. I knew it.
So you could kick that over in real life.
In this kind of car? Yeah, you could.
I just meant without a car.
Yeah, I could probably take it down too. Just tackle it.
That's my shoulders! They're broken.
That was a bad idea. Why did you tell me to do it? That was just a terrible idea. You're full of terrible ideas, Jason. Telling me to tackle trees.
I didn't know you were going to actually do it.
You said I could.
That made my day.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
Man, what sucks about not playing the radio is I can't get those bonus songs going.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not that much. That's unfortunate. Oh, man, so when I was looking for another... Because I ended up finding another barn after I found the other barn that you were watching me look for.
Mm-hmm.
I found one of those barns that's supposed to have a car in it, and it didn't. I was like, tell me the game glitched on me. So I spent another couple minutes looking, and I found the right one. I was like, how dare you put a decoy? So for those of you who haven't played... I think this is the barn right here. Mm. That was pretty quick. Yeah, that's what the barns look like. There was two of them in one area.
Oh, that is pretty shitty. That'd be funny if this was a decoy, too.
Nah, because they wouldn't have done the cutscene.
Mm.
See what else.
Ooh, look at you.
Is that a dart? 69 Dodge Charger Daytona. Dart Charger Daytona. Ooh.
It's so fancy.
I like how my avatar, which is the guy with the brown longer hair, kind of looks like James McAvoy.
I wonder if our feed froze.
Did it?
Well, it froze on the iPad, not here.
Anybody watching other than your iPad?
It says there's four people on
there. Woo! Hello, four people!
I mean, one of them's us.
Well, hello, three people.
Hello, no people on the phone, what? I'm confused. I'm so confused.
Nobody's there. Like, I got a couple hundred when I periscoped for Star Wars. Oh, I didn't even see that rock. Sometimes I like to just drive in this game. That's pretty cool about open world racing games like this. Just drive around, do things. Discover new things.
Damn it.
Hit another rock. So, yeah, the Destiny reboot, rebooting all your stuff, that kind of sucks.
It does. It really kind of does. I feel a little bad, but not really. As you mean, I mean, if you're upset about it, I mean that sucks. But I mean, we're kind of used to it. We're kind of built that way.
Yeah, but that's not the promise.
I mean, yeah, I mean that's not the promise of the game, and that's really shitty. That you know they made people like think that if they're not gonna do it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, because this is like a 10-year promise kind of thing.
Yeah.
Also, pro tip for this game, drive off-road in random areas like tunnels and things like that, because you'll find like billboards to smash that give you extra XP and things like that. Because I found a 20,000 XP bonus in a train tunnel that I decided to drive down, because I was like, I bet there's something
hidden down
here.
Didn't that almost
kill you? Yeah, I just barely missed the train. It was kind of awesome.
Nice.
When there's a fork in the road, take it. Yogi Berra. Yeah, right now I'm not even buying like new cars. I'm just saving up all my money. And then I'm going to splurge on a bunch of shit.
James Hunt's car in this one?
Nah. They don't have any of the McLaren race cars. They don't have any Indy cars.
Oh, really?
Or F1 cars, I should say. Oh! Sideswipe that tree.
Is that the main difference?
Woo! Oh! Them Duke boys!
Let's see how they get out of this one. Is that
And I found an XP thing. Let's see if I can avoid shit.
Oh!
Brake so I don't lose all these points.
There you go. So is that the main difference between Forza Horizons and proper Forza?
No, proper Forza is all race circuits. Forza Horizon is open world. You drive where you want. You can challenge people to street races. You just do your own thing.
Okay. So,
and it's a collect-a-thon, too, where Forza Horizon, you're just trying to win all the different championships.
So, Forza proper would be
as a proper racing game,
like a Days of Thunder, where this is more akin to a Fast and Furious.
I guess,
for lack of a better
analogy
for Forza Horizon, because this is not really Fast and Furious; it's a Fast and Furious game. Wait, isn't Fast and the Furious
game is based off the Forza Horizon engine?
That's what I thought.
I wish I'd have known it was free for the Xbox One, because I downloaded the Xbox 360 version, because that's what I saw.
Oh.
So I was like, all right. And then, like, I didn't find out until after it was too late to download it for free. That there was an Xbox One version.
And it's an Xbox One version, not a backwards compatible version.
Right.
Oh.
So, that kind of sucked.
That is very unfortunate, actually.
Let me map myself out someplace. What's close by to do?
In Australia.
I want to go get a different
That's car. A long, winding-ass road through the rainforest, dude.
I know, right?
What?
When it is safe to do so.
In 400
yards, in 400 yards, turn left. So the last thing on the docket, and we'll probably just tell some random stories. We got time.
Yeah.
So Tesco, a British retailer, leaked online a pre-order thing for the Nintendo NX. There's no pictures or anything like that. No real description. In fact, they even called it the Nintendo Wii NX.
Nintendo Wii NX?
Yeah,
really?
It was 350 British pounds, which is roughly about 450 American dollars.
Hmm.
So a lot of people are thinking that's the price of the new system.
Yeah.
And I think that's a bit pricey for a Nintendo system, even one that's supposed to be as good as the NX, because Nintendo has usually come in under the competition.
Okay.
They want to get people to get the system, because they've seen in the past where they've overpriced things like the 3DS when that originally came out, and things like that. So I don't think they're going to make a $450 system, especially for what they want to do.
Yeah, you just barely got that.
I know, right?
I like that. Yeah, I mean, that does seem very pricey for a Nintendo system.
What I think it is just a placeholder.
Hmm.
Like, so they were just getting it ready, just getting the website ready.
It's just not set in stone, it's just like a...
Yeah, because I think we're going to get an announcement pretty soon, because, I mean, the system's supposed to come out in March.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're probably going to get an announcement, I would say, before Thanksgiving. That's my guesstimate. Everyone thought they'd do it at the Tokyo Gaming Show, and they did not.
Mm.
So, I mean, anybody's guess is as good as mine. But I think before Christmas, before Thanksgiving... is when we should get it. Because if you can get it, the announcement and the pre-orders out before Christmas, you might be able to move some for, like, early Christmas gifts. Just, like, parents being like, hey, I pre-ordered this for you. It's not coming until March, but, you know, this is your big Christmas gift. This is what you wanted kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be wise and intended to do that. Because, I mean, they're not going to get a ton of sales that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure you're going to get a few pre-orders. A few kids will be like, hey, Mom, Dad, I want this for Christmas. I mean, can you pre-order it? And that can be my big Christmas gift, and they just have to wait till March.
Yeah.
So I think getting the pre-orders and everything done before Christmas would be a smart move on Nintendo's part.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, try to get what you can for sales. I mean.
Yeah, so I think the only thing the Tesco thing is, because basically what I think they're doing is they're making a placeholder, and they're supposed to hit save, and they hit publish instead, which we've been guilty of doing on the website from time to time. We're not done with an article. We want to save it for later, and the next thing you know, it's published. Like, oh, wait, that's not supposed to go live yet. So I think that's what happened. They're just making a basic page just to get it right. Oh,
that wasn't clean.
No, it was not clean. So I think they were just trying to get it ready. And then when it's announced and pre-order, they can just add a couple things and then make it go live. And they can be one of the first to have pre-orders ready.
Okay.
Because let's face it, I've been checking several websites for the mini NES pre-order.
Oh, and it's still not?
No. And where I prefer to buy it from Best Buy or Amazon, just so I can get one, I'm going to pre-order it from the first site that goes live with pre-orders. So
Best Buy, it better be you.
Yeah, please be at Best Buy. Best Buy or Amazon, because I get 2-day free shipping from them.
Oh, yeah, there's that
too. And my hope for Best Buy is that the Gamers Club affects it and we save 20%.
That'd be nice.
It's technically not a console, it's a, you know? But who knows what it's going to get classified as.
Yeah, I know. It's
could get classified as a toy, could get classified as a game.
Yeah.
So, I really want it to be Best Buy, because maybe I can save some money on it being in the Gamers Club. But
yeah.
Yeah, if Amazon or Best Buy get it, then that's who I'm going to pre-order it from. So, so Tesco definitely wants to be the first to get the pre-orders up there, because a system like that, especially if it's going to be as great as a lot of people think it is, and as Ubisoft of all people are saying it's going to be, I think it's going to have a massive amount of pre-orders. People are going to want to gobble that system up.
I mean, at the very least, you know, you're going to get people that are curious enough to just spend money on it.
Yeah, so, I mean, getting the pre-order up as quickly as possible.
Oh!
That guy was in my way. That was his fault.
That roundabout was stupid.
I've yet to actually do a roundabout properly in this game. I just drive right through them. Which is how the Germans drive through roundabouts, too. I don't know if you've ever seen that video. Where it's just like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did see that.
It's a roundabout with no actual median in the middle. Mm-hmm. So people just treat it as... Well, they don't even treat it as a four-way stop, because they just drive right through it. But they just drive right through the center.
Yeah.
So, this is my other festival location. Because, yeah, as you get more fans, you can expand.
Mm.
So I've got two festival locations. That's going. But, yeah, so my guess, I think... $299 to $399 is going to be the price.
For the NX?
Of the NX, yeah. I really don't see it being $450. I feel $400 is going to be the max price for it.
Is that a bobcat on the side of your car?
No, it's a kangaroo.
Oh, it's a kangaroo. Oh, that's a kangaroo car.
Yep.
See?
Ah. All right. Let's get that Ford GT out. But yeah, so anything else happened excitingly during the week, Jason, that you can fill our fans in on?
Let me take a quick jump over to...
No, I just mean happened in your life.
My life? Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just been a lot of work. That's it. I've been doing video editing and...
One thing I wanted to talk about on the podcast, but I didn't get a chance to read the article. To kind of break it down, the Washington Post... this article where it's kind of like the unemployment rate. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Damn it, Vic!
Yeah. The unemployment rate amongst millennials, they're blaming on video games. And things like that.
I blame that on bad parenting.
Yeah, well, basically, like, what they're saying is with the video games, it's a quick, like, reward kind of thing. Like, you play video games, instantly you get a reward for accomplishing things, where in the real business world, it takes a while to get, like, gratification.
Yeah.
For what you do. So, there's that, and I guess, like, they don't have the drive to want to... And this is what the article's saying, it's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the drive to, say, get out into the real world, because, you know, video games, you can kind of do whatever you want. You can... You know, go to, like, the Pacific and fight in a war. You can drive cars in Australia and things like that. And, like I said, I didn't get a chance to read the article, so I'm not going to demonize it too much.
I think I was driving. Yeah, I don't know how... Like, I haven't read the article, obviously, because I'm just not hearing about it. But, I don't know. I think that person was just writing something to write something.
Because, yeah.
Because the thing is, yes... Because of the internet, we do see a lot of shitty millennials out there. But yeah. I kind of feel like because of those few that decide to put their entire life online with no filter, like millennials get kind of... Well, yeah. But, I mean, millennials kind of get a bad rap in some cases because not everybody's like that.
No.
And we're old, like, we get lumped in with millennials because of when we were born.
Technically, we're part of the millennial generation, sadly.
Yeah. And that's true. Like, we get lumped in there, but, you know, that's not the case with every single person. I think millennials get generalized a lot.
Because both of us have careers we like, careers that we're pretty successful in.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, so it's one of those things that's, we're not a part of that group. I mean... There are other things that, you know, I mean, I got a job in the writing field. I went to school to be a writer.
Yeah.
You got a job in the graphic designer field. That's what you went to school for.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, it's not like people of our generation aren't trying. And yes, we're playing video games right now.
Yeah.
But that's also part of what we do for our YouTube channel.
Exactly.
Oh, really? Those are checkpoints? This is an illegal street race, and they have checkpoints. That's some bullshit.
It makes no sense.
I know. Because you can partake in illegal street races, too, in this game.
Yeah.
So, here's your Fast and the Furious element.
Woo! Drift! There you go.
Yeah, the problem with trying to drift in really powerful cars like that is you can lose control.
Oh, you will fishtail out, won't you?
Yeah.
Unless you got a guy on your side keeping you straight there.
Yeah, no, get off me, buddy. In fact, I haven't done this the street race in a supercar yet. Oh, this one has all kinds of windy roads, too.
So you're...
Because the last one I did, I was in the... I was in the Challenger.
Yeah.
Well, actually took... Oh, no, there's a pileup!
I like how you keep using the other cars to keep you in checkpoint.
That's what you gotta do sometimes.
Oh, yeah. If you're not rubbing, you're not racing.
Exactly. You're either first or last.
Oh!
We gotta rewind that. I had no idea a turn was coming up.
You get that, Get that turn.
I do love the rewind feature on it. Because then I can look like a better driver than I am. And then when I have like a super time that maybe I did or did not use a rewind on, I don't tell Lizzo. And then he spends like all kinds of time trying to beat it. That's my favorite thing to do to him.
Where is Izzo anyway?
He's been busy. Like, he's been like doing work on weekends and shit like that.
Yeah, as soon as he decides he wants
Yeah, as soon as he's like, all right, I'm a full-time member of the team. No more part-time shit. See, again, another technical millennial. Yep, that's all got to get rewound. Yeah. I just went way off the road. Another technical millennial who has his shit together.
Yeah.
Damn it! I missed the checkpoint that time. another millennial. Damn it. Get on the road, Josh.
Wrong side of the road!
Yeah. This is not looking good for our viewers. He's like, no. Hey, Jesus. I didn't rewind far enough there.
Remix.
I know, right? That time, that wasn't my fault. That tree was stuck in my window.
Oh.
Nope.
Yeah, it's like, you didn't get the checkpoint. You need to go back.
I know, and it's fucking...
Man, you can't get back on
the road. I can't. It's fucking me up, man. This little section right here.
Yeah.
There we go. Get out of the way, trees. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get in the top five in this one. Mm.
Oh!
I can't even see that car.
What?
Seventh
man,
place.
That was... Jeez. That was some Death Proof type shit right there. That card comes out of nowhere. Oh man.
But yeah, so since he's become like a major member, he has not been able to make it.
Yeah,
that's always funny. And Tori, who's also a new member of the team, she's yet to be able to make one.
Yeah, she just moved, so and then she's been busy with work and shit.
Yeah. So it's like we've expanded the roster.
But no one believes us.
I know, because no one's here. So,
like, we haven't even been able to get a guest in a while. But then again, like, I haven't had time to really try to reach out.
I haven't really tried to get a guest lately. But I think on that note is where we're going to end this podcast.
Yes.
Another light news week. So.
But better than last week.
Definitely better than last week.
Yeah.
So. Had a new game to play for everyone to enjoy. So go out and buy Forza 3. It's a lot of fun. I got the regular one. I didn't get the one with all the car passes. Though I might get the DLC one if it goes on sale this Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Holiday season, if the game's far enough out in the holidays, don't buy the expensive season pass. Because usually you can get it cheaper around the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
They'll offer like those digital downloads. So remember that, kids. So.
Oh, have you heard anything about Luke Cage? I know, like, you guys probably know by now.
Yeah, it's Saturday as we film this.
It's
we haven't had a chance
now.
To watch it yet. No, yeah. I haven't heard anything yet. Nobody who I follow on Twitter or anything like that has seen it yet. So but I mean, it just came out yesterday.
Yeah.
So probably everyone started binging it yesterday. Probably going to finish it up today. We'll probably hear stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's... man, it's actually... Now that I think about it, it's been kind of a packed week for premieres. Because, I mean, you got Luke Cage.
Well, it's the fall premiere season.
Yeah, it's the fall premiere.
Anyway, so.
And then, you know, those who still watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that came back. Ash vs. the Evil Dead comes back tomorrow.
I haven't finished season one of that yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No. I've seen only a couple episodes.
It's good. I enjoyed
what I saw.
Yeah, it's really good, man. It's, like, I binged it in the span of, like, a couple days. Like, I'd say it's, like, 3 days at the most.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's coming back.
Dude, I was just thinking, like, not even TV. I got so many games I got to play. I'm just playing this, playing Bioshock. Even though I've beaten those games, I want to beat the remasters because Wild's buy them.
Mm.
I got to finish up Nuka World on Fallout 4.
Oh, yeah.
And then I bought some old games for, like, the Dreamcast, the GameCube, and the N64 I need to play. I got too many games I want to play. And we got Gears coming out next week. We got WWE coming out next week.
And then freaking...
well, not next week, the week
Dead after. Rising's coming out soon.
I thought that was around Christmas when that was coming out.
Oh, is it around Christmas?
I think it's Christmas.
That was like November, but that's still like a month away.
That's still a month away.
Yeah, and then I don't know when Dragon Ball's coming out, but that's probably coming out. And then there's the Dragon Ball DS game you showed me.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out like, I think, late December, early
So I'm going to have to get a DS now, too?
3DS.
3DS,
well, whatever. Then we can play Mario Maker together and Pokemon.
Yeah.
Come aboard the whole Josh train of owning every system.
I've been too busy trying to get the old systems.
That way you're never... I literally have every system now. I've got all the Nintendos. I've got...
You do.
The Genesis and the Dreamcast, the only Sega systems that matter. I don't have a PS1 anymore, but my PS3 plays PS1 games, so that's cool.
Yep.
I've got Actually, technically, PS2. The only system I do not own is a PS2.
I have a PS2.
I don't care. There's really no PS2 games that I want to go back to. Like, I can't think of a single PS2 game that I want
to replay. I think I have all the PS2 games I'd be inclined to replay.
Yeah, because coming soon to the website, we're going to release our definitive top 100 games of all time.
Whew, that's a large list.
And when I was just writing down, like, my favorite games from each system,
mm-hmm.
one of the smallest entries is the PlayStation 2 list.
I can see that. Because I feel like with the PlayStation 2, like, the games that I loved in that era, I think I might have got on different systems. The only games that I really played on the PlayStation 2 were, toward the end, majority, the WWE games.
Yeah, because for me, on the PS2, there were no memorable games that I can even think of.
I mean, I like the God of War games.
Yeah, God of War is one of the few games that's on that list from the PS2.
And then the Kingdom Hearts games I enjoyed a lot.
I think I have 3 Kingdom Hearts on the list, too. But yeah, I was just stumped for coming up with, like, classic games.
That's
not to say there's no good games on the PS2. Yeah, that's not what I'm
saying.
When you're coming up a top 100 list of all video games of all systems back to the Atari,
yeah,
you know, you got to weed out, like, I think the biggest list is the Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
I think Super Nintendo's second biggest.
Yeah.
But I've got things from... I literally went through every major system because I skipped the Neo Geos, I skipped the Jaguars, because A, I didn't own those systems.
Well, the games that would have been the console games for them, those came out for other systems too, so...
Yeah, I figure there might be some gems I missed.
Because, I mean, like, with Neo Geo, I think the most iconic games you're going to get are, like, King of Fighters.
Yeah.
And those came out on other systems.
So. Yeah, and it's kind of weird, like, I got to set some parameters and rules for the top 100 list, but hopefully by next Friday... I've got 100 through 75. So what I'm going to try to do is do 25 games a week and have it run for a whole
month. So kind of like whenever VH1 used to do a top 100, they have sections.
Yeah, it's not going to be a full list because I want to, and it might even be 10 at a time because I want to be able to write something about each game
mm-hmm.
and not have it be this giant thing, okay. Which we got to figure out if we can do slideshows on our webpage. We might have to change the format to do slideshows. We'll have to figure that out. But coming soon, the top 100 list, it might be in 10s, it might be in 25s. It all depends on how much I want to write on one particular thing. But that's coming soon. We got to break it down. Like I said, I hope we have it broken down by next week. If not, it will come out the week after that. So on that news of upcoming things for the site, remember to like and subscribe because we really do like those. That pushes us up. That will get us more That will get us being on more homepages on YouTube. So anything you guys can do to help. And also comment. Make any kind of comment. If you think Nelson's a bald, ugly bastard, tell him. Tell him that now. Because comments also help.
I'll put up with it if you comment.
Yeah.
Make sure you rate us on iTunes if you listen to us through there, because that helps our visibility. You can comment on there too, or you can just go to our webpage.
Podbean also.
And Podbean. I don't know how
you audio listeners.
I don't know how it works on Podbean, but I'm sure it works something similar too.
Either way, with our little conglomerate on Talk Loud Radio, who we're with, we're always the number one podcast. So you guys are doing the good work there for us. Thank you. So on that note, I'm gonna say good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. And you, Canada.